Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
To mix it up with the intro. I like to keep you on your toes.
Andrea?
Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
Oh, a magpie just flew past. Hello, Mr. Magpie. Your wife and children just need to salute the old maggers.
Right.
What?
That
is
I'm
dickish.
Not involved. Yes, that is. You've come straight in on today's episode with a massive amount of dickish behaviour.
That is dickish. Do you think that's dickish behaviour, saluting
yes,
magpies?
Yes, what are you doing saluting a magpie?
Oh, I always salute the magpies.
Hello, you, yeah, right.
With your right hand. Hello, Mr. Magpies, your wife and children.
You never were like this. Something's happened. Someone's dicking around with you. This was never a thing. You never would go, oh, it's the magpie, salute the magpie, how's your wife and kids? Why? Like, to me... It's just the bird.
This is a strong start.
Yes.
I've already bought my own dickish behaviour.
Well, yes, you have. Yes. Yeah.
I've already done it. I'm already there.
I mean, that's just superstition.
Yeah.
What? So you are superstitious?
Just something that I do.
And when did this start? Because you never used to do this and now you do.
I don't know, really.
Well, I'd like you to think.
There's another one. Hello, Mr. Magpie's wife and children. It's only if you see one alone. So I reckon that one that I've just seen is probably in a pair. It's either the same one or is in a pair with the other one that flew past. Because obviously you know the little rhyme. Don't...
No.
One for sorrow, two for
joy.
Oh,
that one. Yeah. Is that sparrow related?
No,
four for a boy.
No, that's... It's magpies, not sparrows. Magpies. I did sparrow. Nobody's saluting sparrows.
Exactly. What's wrong with saluting it? If you're going to salute the magpie, why are we not saluting sparrows? And robins.
Because sparrows have never been seen as like... Obviously, if you see a single magpie, it's one for sorrow. But if you salute him, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That really makes sense, does it? Oh, shit, there's a single magpie. Yeah. I better salute it or else something awful's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't see that that is the case. I'm disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in you, to be honest. So there we go.
Anyway... How was your weekend away?
It were lovely.
Did you have a nice time?
Really nice. It was very...
Yeah. Did you drink Van Rouge?
Basically, it was very heavily focused on Van Rouge, although myself and Rachel are the Van Rouges, Nick and Simone are Van Rosés.
Van Rosés?
I'd say. Used to be Van Blancs, moved on to the Van Rosés.
Right. Were you drinking a Pinot Noir?
A Pinot Noir. We had quite a range of Van Rouges, myself and Rach.
Right.
Because Rach is more full-bodied. Mm. Not physically. I'm actually physically more full-bodied.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing full-bodied about Rachel whatsoever.
No. Actually, let's...
You're the fat bastard out of that. You're the fat bastard out of that duo.
Out of that duo, yes. I am the full-bodied red. I am not...
No, you're the fat bastard.
I'm the fat bastard. I am the fat bastard. Rachel is the svelte,
sexy bitch.
Sexy bitch. Svelte. Yes. Svelte sexy bitch. Yeah. In fact, let's shout out to Rachel, because you know what? She listens without fail every week. Every week.
We bloody love you, Rachel.
Bloody love you, Rachel. Rachel, my darling. So yeah, so we were, and it was very heavy on basically vino and cheese. Vin et fromage.
A vin et fromage.
Mm. Ooh la la.
Did you have any boisson?
We didn't have any boisson. Oh. No, we had a lot of blue. We had a lot of blue. Bluefoot dads.
Bit of Bluefoot dads.
We had the old breeze. We actually got this little thing of sort of a selection of cheeses with things in there that I'd never had before, but they were amazing.
Bloody hell, mate.
I couldn't even tell you what they were now.
Bloody hell.
But bloody hell, they were amazing.
Well, I went for a race to Mum and Dad's yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Couple of things.
Colours.
Firstly, I was in a full green tracksuit.
Nice.
Right.
What was Mal's observation of the full green tracksuit?
This is so funny. We just sat watching the football. Dad just turned to me and went, "So, how long have you been playing in goal then?"
Oh,
that is classic, that Mal. That is gold.
Yeah, that's what Mal brings.
Absolutely. We were all then just cracking up, all four of us cracking up. How long have you been playing in goal then?
So that was brilliant.
And then picture the scene, right? We're all sat around, the four of us are sat around the table.
Mm.
Dad turns to Mum and says, "Is that crumble still in the oven?" Mum says, "Yes." Dad says, "Should I get it out?" Mum, "No, Malk, it's fine."
Mm.
Fast forward, we've all finished. Mal comes in with the crumble, cremated.
A cremated crumble.
So Dad just comes in, holding it with the oven gloves, holding the bowl with the oven gloves, shows everyone and says, "What did I tell you? What did I tell you 15 minutes ago?"
Mal, I don't even know why Mal asks Margs. Margs doesn't have a fucking clue she's doing. She doesn't have a clue.
So Mum's then classic, "It'll be fine." It's like black on top. It'll be fine.
Scrape that off the top.
And then Dad looks at me, rolls his eyes, he's like, "Oh yeah, it'll be fine.
Mom."
So he walks into the kitchen. Mum is like, "I don't know what the problem is." I said, "Look, Mum, mate, you fucked up. Dad should have got that out 15 minutes ago. Just like own it. Just be like, 'Oh yeah, I made a mistake.' Dad asked, you said no. Well, I didn't realise it was at such a high temperature." I was just like, "Marks, man, take the responsibility. You know, there you go. Just say, I should have said, get it out. I didn't." As it turned out, it was actually delicious. A bit of custard on it. It was fine.
But exactly.
It was. And then as Dad came in with the crumble, he put it down on the table and he said, "We asked if it wanted a burial, but it chose a cremation instead."
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm really craving a roast now. You've talked about a roast.
Oh, it was really good.
We had shitty hot dogs. I mean, that is just not a Sunday meal, is it? Yeah.
No, that's shit. it.
I know, but I hadn't got back from this weekend, and then, you know, Joel's going back to do
you
this
had
thing
hot
he's doing.
Dogs.
Yeah. I mean, I literally sat there thinking, I felt like I've really made some bad choices today.
Yeah.
I've made bad life choices.
Yeah.
And I had to cook it all. I had to cook it all and then eat it and just felt
dirty.
Felt low. Felt quite low. I mean, I did fry up some onions to try and sort of glamour it up a little bit, but I felt quite low. And then we had no, you know, when you sort of think, okay, well, I've had a shit tea. There'll be something I can have for sort of some sort of dessert.
No.
I ended up having a few Brazil nuts.
God, that is the shittest tea. Hot dogs in buns?
Yeah, they were in buns, yeah.
Right, and you crisped up some onions.
Yeah, to make them. I just felt like, well, if I do some onions, I'll
and
just
what
feel
else
like...
did you have with them?
Some frites.
Oh, that is And then a few Brazil nuts.
Yeah. A few Brazil nuts and a couple of big juicy raisins.
I can understand.
You
what
feel
you felt
low
like.
Now, don't you? You feel I low do. Now. I brought you down.
I have gone down, mate. That is...
You've gone down, down, deeper and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know, and you
Thinking
didn't even
of
have
you
to eat
four,
it.
Sat at your table having hot dogs on a Sunday.
I know.
That's shit.
It was really bad. And now I know what you were eating. Even with cremated crumble, I'd have taken that.
Oh, honestly, crumble was so good.
Was it?
Yeah, Mum made it and it was so good.
What, she actually made the crumble?
Yeah.
It wasn't even just a purchased bought thing in a box.
No, she fully made it.
Do you know she's made that crumble with my neighbour's apples?
Yes, I know, she told me. The Vivian.
The Vivian. Shout out to the Vivian. I mean, she doesn't listen. She doesn't even know I do it, but... Let's shout her out anyway.
You are on fire!
I actually think it's a bit of overhang.
Yeah.
Slightly delirious, feeling a bit low.
Yeah.
Low because of my dinner and low because I'm feeling bereft of my friends.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah, it was the Vivian's apples.
Yeah, she picked the blackberries. She picked the blackberries across the fields.
Mm.
She got the Vivian's apples. She made the crumble. I mean, it was amazing. The topping as well, she bossed it.
Did she?
Mm, so good.
Shame it got a bit cremated then, really, isn't it?
Well, actually, to be fair, it did make it really nice and, like, chewy. And it was
crispy.
It was really
crispy.
Nice. Yeah, it was nice, to be fair. Chuck a bit of custard on it and it was good.
I'm going to tell the Vivian. I'm going to tell the Vivian that she's made the crumble.
Yeah.
I mean, really, she should make one for her.
Well, she's got no apples left, so.
She used them all?
I think so, yeah.
Bloody hell. Oh, yeah. She could have even just made me like a little individual one to bring over that I'd have eaten. I wouldn't have given that to Vivian, but I could have really embraced the crumble, the apples.
Yeah, she didn't do that either. She just made a big one for us and we scoffed a lot. Anyway, look, I saw something funny.
Brilliant.
That I wanted to share with you that I think you will find funny too.
Mm.
This was just something I saw on Instagram. It says, buying houses is mental. Buy a car or a bag of chips, the price is defined. Buy a house, you have to guess how much the owner wants. Not allowed to speak to the owner. Instead, you have to go via a 19-year-old in a mini who doesn't live there and wants you to pay over the odds.
True.
The biggest purchase you'll ever make. Firstly, the price isn't defined. This is what we're looking for.
Roughly around this mark.
Other people have come in and made an offer.
With a
you
higher
can't know
offer.
What they are.
Yeah.
You can't know what they are at this stage. You want to meet the owners and talk to people that live here. No, you can't do that. Mm. You've got to talk to me, a jumped up 19-year-old rocking around in a mini, who wants you to pay over the odds. So Good luck.
I mean, that is so true.
That is so true. Some stranger shows you around, says, this is a south-facing garden, you just have to take his word for it. This is an extension, just have to take his word for it. Like, yeah, the owners that live here, yeah, married couple, totally normal, great neighbours, just have to take his word for it because you can't talk to the people that actually live there. And then it's like, when you're ready to give us an offer.
You can just make up a load of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this garden, yeah, they had the garden resurfaced 3 years ago. Mm. Don't know what he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's literally just left school. He doesn't even know. Yeah, the walls, they've been repointed a couple of times. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't even know what repointing is. Hasn't got a clue.
They did have a steel joist here, but they had to move that steel joist to another part. So you can see that there is a steel joist.
Yeah, it's a steel joist. They had an extension done in rolled steel joist.
That's from Gavin and Stacey, isn't
Gavin and Stacey, yeah.
Yeah. Rolled steel joist.
Steel joist.
No. Joist. Rolled steel joist.
Steel joist. But yeah, and you know, and then it's like, yeah, well, just call me when you're ready to make an offer. You ring up, yeah, I'd like to offer 460,000. Oh, you're way out.
No,
sorry.
No,
come back when you got a decent offer.
Yeah.
Oh right, okay, it's on for 465, so yeah, you're way off, mate. You're way off.
Don't you think that estate agents can go in the same bracket as doctors' receptionists?
Definitely.
They're a breed, aren't they?
They are
a particular breed of people.
They are a particular breed of people who basically have a degree in bullshitting.
Mm. Have a degree of control over things that they don't know very much about.
Oh, yeah. And this whole thing of, like, can't talk to the owner.
Yeah.
If you buy a car from, like, Auto Trader, you get to meet the guy
who's
been driving around in it. Oh, yeah, this is what I had done. This is the work.
Yeah.
House, absolutely not. The biggest purchase you'll ever make, no way. You're not talking to those people that own it. No way. You want to know what the neighbours are like? Put an offer in and move in. You'll find out. Fucking awful. That's why they're moving out. They've only lived here 3 months.
But we don't want you to know that because we want you to buy this house and we want you to buy it overpriced.
So what we're going to say to you when you ask why are they selling it, we're going to make up some cock and bull story that he's got a new job in Germany and he's got to move the whole family out there. And it's such a shame because they love this house and
they love
the area.
And they love their neighbours.
But unfortunately, Mike, who you can't speak to because you can't ever find out that this is a lie, has been offered a new job in Germany. And that's it. You got to go with it.
Where does this phrase cock and bull story?
Oh, that's a good big question.
Just when you said it then, I thought, why do people say it's a cock and bull story?
Let's have a look.
Is it cock and bull or cock and bull?
I thought it was cock and bull.
Ah.
Where does the phrase... I'm actually Googling it. Phrase. Just talk amongst yourself for a second. Do another shout out to the Vivian.
Shout out to the Vivian. Oh, bull. Tricky's put it in. Tricky's on it. The origin of the expression cock and bull, it is bull, not ball, cock and bull story comes from the 17th century French term coqueline or coqueline, meaning from rooster to jackass. Or an incoherent story passed from one subject to another. Cock and bull.
Bull.
That's a load of
meaning
cock and bull.
From rooster to jackass.
To jackass.
There you go.
Every day's
Finding
a school
the
day.
Facts. There's your facts.
Finding the facts.
The facts. So yeah, I thought that
was
quite
very
funny,
true that
buying a house it is actually mental. If you actually break it down and you think about it, there is no other purchase you make that is A, as big, or B, as weird, really. So, you know. Like your whole trust in this. And also, why do all estate agents drive minis?
Cheap. Well, they're not actually
not
that cheap,
that
are
cheap.
They?
No. Bloody expensive.
I don't, why is that? And also, they quite often are branded, aren't they, with your agent's name?
Yeah.
They've got like...
They're like 19 in a suit that they think looks amazing, but it's slightly too big or too small for them.
Mm.
And they've always got like spiky up hair and they get out. Right,
and they've
right,
always,
yeah,
always overdone it on the aftershave.
Oh, always. Talking of aftershave, I met up with my friend Rob at the weekend.
Yes, yes.
Rob collects aftershave.
Eh?
So Rob in his house, this will tell you how loaded Rob is. Rob in his house has a specialist room,
what?
Which has got loads of boxes. For his aftershave collection is that is insured up to £40,000, right? It has got loads of aftershave boxes where he's put them into like spring, summer, autumn, winter in this room, all properly like packed away. The room is temperature controlled, and if it gets too hot, air conditioning will kick in.
Bloody hell. Does he use them? Or are they just all just for like...
Yeah. So some of them, he was telling me that Creed Aventus bought out a limited edition, and he bought like five or six of them, and he's just sold the last one that he bought. So he bought them for like £200. He's just sold the last one for like an absolute packet on eBay.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Rob has got too much money to burn.
He can tell you, like, he can smell an aftershave, like, for example, Tom Ford, tobacco and vanilla. He can smell that
Which
and tell
actually
you what year
stinks.
It comes. Oh, I like that one.
No, that actually stinks.
Yeah.
I remember sniffing
I like
that
it.
Once in a shop and it literally made
smells
me...
nice on people.
Well, it stinks in the bottle. It stinks
anyway,
like you've
can...
smoked 40 a day.
It's
disgusting.
He can tell you what year a bottle comes from if he smells it, because they've got slightly different notes in it, because obviously they use fresh ingredients. He can tell you what year it's from. It's like his version of wine.
Yeah, it is.
I was stunned. I was absolutely fucking stunned.
Wow.
He's got a temperature controlled room in his house.
I mean, that is extreme. I don't think I've ever heard anybody doing that shit.
Collecting aftershave.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Rob.
Okay, Rob, crack on.
Okay, so we had a things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are things that shouldn't be embarrassing.
Yes, got it right.
I've actually been listening to that little bit of the episode quite a lot so that I could do that.
Just so you can get the jingle right.
Yeah.
Although anyway, Tricky has, yeah,
professionally
he's,
dropped
yeah,
in,
he's,
right?
You know, he's sort of, He's pimped me up, you know. He's made me sound like I'm Kylie Minogue just for 30 seconds. So yeah, so enjoy the jingle.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. What are your things?
So me, him and the hound sent
yes.
in a thing, things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing your neighbours / people you know twice in a small space of time. Do you say hello again? Now this is embarrassing,
yeah.
isn't it?
/ annoying.
So you come out of your house and you see, in your case, the Vivian.
The Vivian, yeah.
Hiya, the Vivian, hi. Hi, Woody. Hi, your kids. Hi, your family. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Get in your car. Off you go.
Yeah.
Shit. They're in Waitrose. Oh, God. We've just done... Now, it might not be like that with you, with the Vivian, because you actually really get on well with
her. I love
her
the Vivian.
You love her. And you'd actually
her.
Run up to her again and say,
yeah, I
oh,
would.
My God,
oh,
you're here.
The Vivian, you're in the Waitrose. How wonderful. Let's
and
shop.
You'd have a little laugh about. You'd have a little laugh about it together, wouldn't
we
you?
We would. We would, the Vivian and I, yes.
I don't think that would be the case if it was the guy from across the road.
Oh, no, no, that would be a bit more tricky. Mm.
I think you'd be like, oh, God, I just said hello to him. Or if it had been your old neighbours, if it had been Dave and Jean.
Bloody hell, Dave and Jean used to avoid them like the bloody plague.
Yeah, imagine if you came out, did the polite hello.
Yeah.
How you doing? Hi, oh, yeah, see you. And
I've even done it. When I've actually just driven past my house. Have you done that?
Yeah. Oh, to avoid.
To avoid.
Now, I need to be careful because I think a couple of my neighbours do listen to this.
See, I'm safe. I'm totally safe.
I don't think I am.
The Vivian, I mean, I will actually tell the Vivian about this.
She'd love it. She would love it. You should get her on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I've got, I mean, Frieda. I've got Frieda the other side. I absolutely bloody love Frieda, but she's not listening to the podcast. So I'm safe on that front.
And imagine if she did. Imagine if you told her. She's like, oh no, I listen every week. I love it.
Well, in that case, Frieda, it's been a while since I've had some of your curry. And I love your curry. So please, can you just knock me up a dal, some sort of lentil dal, or a...
Just bring it around. A couple of chapatis.
Biryani or something like that, you know. Perfect. She does make a banging biryani.
Does she?
Yeah.
You're really lucky. You've got people that make Chinese food one side really well.
Yeah,
and you've got somebody who makes curries the other side.
Yeah. Honestly, we are sorted. And they're all just lovely. But when our previous neighbours there, Dave and Jean, again, I'm pretty sure they don't listen. I don't think this is really there.
No.
We're their clientele.
Their vibe. No.
But yeah, I mean, sometimes I'd come down the road and I'd see Dave is out the front and I'm like, no, I'm not doing this today, Dave. Sometimes I'd have to drive around about four times. I'd come down the road again,
what about
still be there.
Sometimes I'll just do the phone look on the drive.
Oh, do you? No, I've not ever done that.
Oh yeah, pulled in, seen what, they're out there, thought they'd sat and scrolled.
No, oh, so not like pretended you're on the phone.
No, just sat and scrolled.
Just
on
a
my
scroll.
Phone. Head down, looking like I haven't seen them.
Mm.
You know, like I'm just doing a little car sit.
Which is an amazing thing to do.
Love a car sit.
Love a car sit.
Love a car sit. Yeah.
No, I've never done that. I think I always just feel like if I get on that drive, I feel like I've got to then get out and engage.
Right.
And I sometimes am just not in, I'm just not wanting to engage. No. And I think that's the thing. It's like when you do bump into your neighbours, you know, awkwardly twice or thrice, there's very little you can actually say.
But it's the same, isn't it? If you like see someone, I don't know, let's say you're at your local shopping precinct and you bump into someone that you know. And you're like, oh, hiya. And you do that classic thing of, we must go for a coffee. Yeah, we must. Send me some dates. Bullshit.
Load of bollocks. That's never happened.
Yeah, yeah. Don't send me any dates because I'm never going to reply. Anyway, and then you go off and it's like, see ya.
Yeah.
And then you both, and they're in M&S. And you're like, oh, God.
The other awkward thing is if you're actually... in the same, you meet them in the supermarket down one of the aisles, and then
you see them again,
and you do have to do that thing. Oh, keep bumping into each other, and it's just really awkward. You know, just you don't quite know what to say. Do I just sometimes I actually go back to the start of the shop to avoid that happening?
Right. Now that is.
Yeah. Because I just think we're just going to be up and down aisles, having to do the awkward hi.
And then somebody is definitely going to say, it's like bloody buses, I haven't seen you for months. And I'm seeing you three times in one day. No, it's not like buses, is it? Shut the fuck up. Like, why are we both awkwardly uncomfortably engaged in this shit? Why can't we just say that when we bump into each other, right, we're likely to see each other wandering round the store, right?
Let's just
get
not
all of
engage.
The stuff out now. Tell me it's like buses.
Yeah.
Tell me you haven't seen me for 3 months. Now you're going to see me three times in one day. Mm. Let's have a little... then let's walk off and then just... Even if we look each other in the eye, just stare at one another and carry on walking. Because neither
don't
of
think
us want
you...
to engage in this.
I think if you do agree that from the start, if you agree that from the get-go with your neighbour, shit, here we are, start of the supermarket, we are now going to have this awkward thing. I think you agree. I'm actually going to pretend I don't know you from here on in.
Yeah.
So there is no awkwardness. I'm not going to look at you. And if you see me looking at you, I'm not really looking at you. I'm looking at the sugar behind you or something like that. I'm not engaging with you from now.
Again.
The next time we have to do this will probably be on our driveways.
Yeah.
I think you should be quite clear about that.
Yeah, because it is annoying.
It is. It's very annoying. It is very embarrassing. And it is those situations where you're like, I just don't want to be here.
Mm.
Get me out of here. I'm a celebrity. Mm. Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. I'm your neighbour. Get me out of here.
What are your neighbours? I know you can't say too much because if they do listen, but what are you?
Oh, I've got, no, I've got brilliant neighbours. Oh, brilliant. We have got brilliant neighbours. So lovely. We're like a little row of four because there's a quite a big gap and we've got no houses opposite us and we're in like a little row of four. We've got a little WhatsApp chat. We'll always look out for each other.
That is like, lovely.
Yeah, if anyone's going away, they'll be like, we're going away for a couple of weeks. You can just keep an eye on the house. Like our neighbour comes in and feeds our cats. She's brilliant. I would trust any one of my neighbours to come into my house. They could all have a kid. Yeah, yeah, they're all absolutely lovely. I just sometimes don't want to do the small talk.
The chit-chat.
Fucking hate small talk. I hate it.
I know. You have stressed that before. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, what did you say? Oh, hi, y'all. How are you? Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you?
Although we do have, because you're obviously quite a small, we're on quite a big road, as you know.
Yes.
We do have a road WhatsApp, which...
For the whole of your road?
For the whole of our road. It was established...
In COVID?
No, when there was the Jubilee thing. Was it the Queen's Jubilee or something?
Yeah.
So it was established then because they shut the road.
Can you not talk about Her Majesty by way of Croaked
Apologies.
It? Can we have
Apologies.
A bit of respect, please? Mm.
Sorry,
do you mean
that
when
was
Her
actually...
Majesty...
Passed. When Her Majesty passed. Apologies.
Sorry
Liz.
About that, guys. That was not fair.
But yeah, so it was established then because we had the whole
street
road
party.
Closure. We had a street party.
Right.
So the WhatsApp group has continued, and there is quite a lot of shit that goes. There's a lot of shit chat that goes on in there. A bit like your Facebook, your local Facebook groups. So one of the women further up the road that I don't... Oh.
Hello,
yeah.
See ya.
Yep.
See you later. Go.
One of the women who lives further up the road that I don't really know very well, she put a thing on there the other day. Has anybody got any issues with their water pressure?
We do get that sort of shit in R4.
And that, I'm afraid...
Does anybody know what that noise is? That's what somebody put the other day. No, mate, we're in different houses.
And that's what I mean. There are some things that I'm like, Susan,
no, I don't.
My water pressure's fine.
Problem.
I don't give a shit if you've got low pressure. And I don't know why you've put that on our road chat.
No.
Like, you know, things like that. And so, you know, there are elements of those street chats that I do find very
Ours
difficult.
Was established in COVID.
Right, okay. It's like a sort of caring, COVID caring.
Yeah, like we're heading to the shops. Do you need
Does anybody
anything?
Need anything?
Yeah. Set up by me, in fact.
Oh, wow. You were the establisher of the group.
Yeah, I'm the admin. I'm the admin.
You are the admin.
I'm the admin. Yeah. I know. Big responsibility, guys.
That is
big
huge.
Responsibility. Yeah, massive. I can kick people out.
Who would you kick out if you could?
Oh, I'm not going to say, actually. If people do listen, I'm not going to say. I have remembered something that my boss, Dwayne, said to me this week.
Right.
And it is funny.
You feel it's important. We should share
Well,
it.
I just think it's funny. Okay. So Dwayne said to me, I've got a shitting tits for you. And I was like, oh, right. Okay.
Oh, great, Dwayne.
Amazing. Dwayne, get it.
I love that your boss is called Dwayne.
Dwayne. So, Not their real name.
The fact that you've chosen Dwayne.
Well, I'll tell you after why I've chosen Dwayne, because there is a reason behind it.
Right, okay. Oh, actually, I think I might... No, anyway,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Know.
Let's move
anyway,
on.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Dwayne.
So Dwayne says to me, right, the thing that's getting on my shitting tits is umbrellas.
Wow.
She was like, now, I was like, oh, that's an interesting one. Yeah. Now, when she described it, I wish she'd have sent me a voice note, because
Dwayne.
She then went into this rant of like, right... So you get out of the car, you're going to get wet anyway because you've got to open the door to get the umbrella out. Mm. So as you've opened the door, the rain's already coming in on you. You're trying to like get the umbrella through the tiniest gap because you don't want to get any more wet. Mm. You get it up, you get out, you're fine. You walk halfway down the road on the school run, blows inside out. So you may as well just not have
not bother
on you anyway.
No.
Then when you get back to the car, you have to put the umbrella down before you get in the car. So and then you're shaking it off.
Yeah.
You're trying to shake
you're getting more water on you.
Everywhere. She was like, you literally stand in the pouring rain. There's no point having it. There's no point having that umbrella. Because if you're getting in and out of the car, just don't bother.
No. That's why I think you've got to have a jacket with a hood. For those sort of parents.
I was going to say, that's why you've got to have a jacket for taste.
I mean, that would actually help. If you've had a tricky day with umbrella use, you would actually love a jacket potato at the end of
that's
the day.
That's why you've got to have a jacket. I don't know why. I thought you were going to say
that. That's why you've got to have a jacket potato.
I never would have thought that with a hood was going to be the end of that.
A jacket with a hood.
That makes more sense. Jacket
it does make more sense. It makes the only sense, really. I don't think you're going to be thinking about a jacket potato if you've had brolly issues.
Brolly issues! What's the problem? Why are you feeling low? I had hot dogs for tea and then went out and had
bloody brolly issues.
Brolly issues, yeah.
I do. I'm very much
umbrellas.
On board with Dwayne.
Umbrellas are shitting tits worthy.
They are.
Because they are pointless. Unless you're walking out of your front door and it's one of those big golf umbrellas, which they get on my tits because they take
because
up
they're
so
too
much
big.
Space. Yeah. Too big. But unless it's a sturdy girl, unless it's a big time sturdy girl, and all you're doing is walking out your front door and going on a walk with the sturdy girl, forget it. The rest of them are a crock of shit. They're blowing inside out. You get those bits that stick out. The you know, half of it breaks and you've got a peg that's sticking further out than the rest.
Down.
And she's right.
Yeah.
The in and out of the car debacle with an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Pointless. You're getting
crock of
soaked,
shit.
Man.
Crock
soaked.
Of shit. Mm.
So
I actually
that's
did
why,
have
I mean,
that exact thing happen last week.
Did you?
When I'd done my car sit. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Done my car sit. And then, this was last Thursday. And then, because I sat in there too long, it then started absolutely pissing it down because it basically pissed down all day. And I had that exact thing where I managed to find a brolly in my car, but then I had to, and I had no coat. I had nothing. So I had to get
drenched.
Out of the car. Trying to get the brolly out of the car door, get it up.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, I did have a pump action.
Oh, that
does
better.
That
straight
does
up.
Help if you can just bang your button
help.
And up you
go.
bang
your button.
And then I had the set. But then when I was coming back, I had two bags of shopping, heavy.
Drenched.
So I'm trying to hold a bag and a brolly.
Yeah, no, ridiculous. Pointless.
Again, really questioned my life choices.
Yeah. Pointless. And she's right, you're then trying to shake off. She was like, what do? You shake it off on the outside? Do you sit in the car and shake it? You shake it off and then everything. And then she was like, everything gets steamed up because you're drenched, the brolly's drenched, your car's steamed. You're now boiling because you've done a workout trying to get in your car with your brolly and your hair's dripping wet. And I was like, actually, the in and out with the brolly, pointless.
Yeah.
Pointless.
They're also quite, they can be quite dangerous, can't they?
Yeah, brollies can, yeah.
You know, you could really do some damage
have
to an eye.
Have someone's eye out.
Yeah.
Have someone's eye out with that, yeah.
Yeah, they should come with some sort of warning.
Yeah, don't bother using them. This should be the warning, essentially.
Get a jacket potato.
Do not bother.
Get a jacket potato. Don't bother with a brolly. Get a jacket potato. Maybe you can get a jacket potato brolly, like a brolly with lots of jacket potatoes on. Maybe that could be our new merch. Not that we've ever had merch, ever, even though we talked about merch in the early days.
You are having a conversation with yourself. This is crazy. You're
this is
literally
what happens when I'm tired.
You are literally talking to yourself. I gave no input to that. You were like, maybe you could get an umbrella. Anyway, God, this episode is both hilarious and chaotic.
And I really bloody hope you've enjoyed it.
Yes. Anyway, we are loving hearing from you. We have got loads of things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are to get through. And the one that me, him and the hounds bought today was
brilliant.
So good.
Absolutely brilliant.
But remember, there's loads of ways you can find Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Don't forget the YouTube.
Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or
you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I, with Ange hopefully as delirious as she is today, because it's been stellar, we'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.